Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 202 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Jacqueline Kenner's book, Parked by the Exit, My Journey to Psychic Mediumship. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from chapter 16, which is titled, What Are My Guides? And this is what Jacqueline has written. Explaining my beliefs about the origin and nature of my abilities takes things to a new level of strange for most people. In addition to the genetic predispositions I've discussed at length, and the visitations from my childhood, I believe there's an additional explanation. Simply put, I believe that before I was human, I existed as a different life form, something more akin to an alien. In my previous existence, I inhabited a different realm, perhaps even a different universe, where communication was exclusively through telepathy. We had the ability to manifest our needs directly from the metaphysical to the physical realm using the power of our minds. We wanted for nothing and anything was possible, because we worked with our powers of creation all the time, meaning anything we could imagine, we could bring to being. Through deep transcendental meditations, I've seen this place as a purple-blue planet. I am totally grey, much smaller, and do not have body hair. There are hundreds of thousands of us, and we all look exactly the same. There is no physical sign of gender, though we have two genders. We all wear grey, fitted bodysuits that feel like velvet to put on, and though we are each individual, separate beings, there is a sense of oneness, a harmony, you could call it, amongst us, because we can all experience the emotions of the others around us. The purpose of this life is community. There is no striving for greatness or acquisition of the material, because we are all capable of creating whatever we choose in any given moment. Imagine the world if we all had machines in our homes that could generate anything we desired or give access to any endeavour, including experiences like travel and entertainment. The energy we embody in physical form, and that we return to between lives in physical forms, maintains a memory. I entered as a human on the planet Earth with a memory of the form of communication from my grey being life. This memory includes the ability to communicate through telepathy and the ability to engage with another person's experiences as if they are my own through my timeline scans. They don't happen all the time, and I don't have timeline scans with everyone, but they do seem to be guided by some sense of purpose. My abilities as a medium are tied to a relationship I have with five other beings that I believe visit me from the world I lived in as a grey being. They don't just visit, they seem to also help me. I call them my guides, the five. It's important to share that so far I've encountered eight guides. There are the five guides that made themselves known to me as the voices on the pier by the Hudson River, though I did not know it was five of them at the time. They are also the source of the guidance I received near the tree in Thailand. Then there is one set of twins that saved me in Spain, and one guide that came through clearly for me in one of the darkest moments of my life. I will share about each of my eight guides in depth. The five first made themselves known through telepathic thought, as described through my experience by the tree in Thailand. I heard something, but I couldn't distinguish where it came from, or whether or not it was simply my own intuition. My connection to them became a primer for more telepathic connection to other spirits. I think they were literally wiring my nervous system receptors for better mediumship. Following my experience at the Chelsea Piers, I continued to hear from these guides at random intervals over the next few years. It was the same type of clear telepathic communication, and always when I was by bodies of water. One conversation in particular happened while I was on a walk by the ocean in Hawaii on vacation in my late 20s. Just a fun detail, I was listening to music on my iPhone on shuffle, and Maroon 5's Come Away to the Water came on at random during this beach walk. It was actually there in Hawaii that I understood exactly how many guides there were. Prior to this encounter, I had sensed that there were multiple voices, but couldn't make out how many. I wanted to know more about who or what these guides could be. I wanted to know why or how our conversations worked. What were the voices? They must have been some form of identification if I could sense that there were five of them. I couldn't be the first person on the planet to have this kind of experience. Surely there were teachings somewhere that would help me learn and understand more. I would eventually ask every teacher I had. None of them could answer my questions, nor point me in the right direction to understand my guides. I went to a lot of expensive seminars trying to figure it out. I booked sessions with other psychics, promising to deliver answers for my search, but none of them could. I decided to try meditation, specifically recorded past life regressions and deep trance-guided meditations. Some recordings I found from the Monroe Institute were the most effective. It was like boarding the rocket ship of consciousness expansion. I learned to project my consciousness, a practice that felt vaguely familiar from my childhood. This allowed me to start meeting my guides in meditation. For a while, we met in the darkness, just an empty void of nothingness other than telepathy. Imagine complete blackness where only sounds exist. I would ask them for help with issues I was experiencing, both in my personal life and with clients. Over time, I started to see them as plasmic balls of light. They were actually taking shape when we met in the darkness. They were the most vibrant luminescent shade of fuchsia I had ever seen. In fact, I have never seen anything like this colour on Earth. It was absolutely stunning. I didn't want to look away. They would float in the void in a circular shape and communicate with me. I had one meditation where I came to them with a deep emotional pain I was experiencing. We formed our circle in the darkness, and from each orb of light, two yellow spiraling light threads began to link between each of us. The light threads looked like DNA, and they began moving at an incredible speed around the circle. Each light orb that spiraling light passed through infused their strength, and the intensity was something I've since tried but failed to put into words. It felt like an electric current coursing through each of us, gaining momentum and intensity with every pass through a guide. They were amplifying the power. And this current was love, the kind of love that drops you to your knees. Eventually, the guides started to appear in the darkness with faces. Their faces were blurry, but had large eyes, and their bodies faded out before reaching down to where you would typically expect feet. The more clear their faces became, and the more bipedal shape they took, the more their fuchsia colour faded out. They began to appear more grey-green in this form. A few months into my deep trance meditations, the five started to cast holographic images in the middle of the circle for me to see and learn more. I had asked them what their names were, and they answered with a collective sound, something I could not repeat if I tried. I told them I'd have to make the five official as their name, and they agreed that this would be acceptable. A side note that may be of interest to some is that they have no sense of humour. Laughter is not a part of their makeup. I could ask them about a problem a client was experiencing that I wanted spiritual support with, and the five would suspend an image in their circle, holographic in nature, that would grant me insight on the appropriate solution. They still use this tactic to this day. It's worth noting that the five appeared for me in an order that I could handle. If they had first revealed themselves to me as figures with dark eyes hovering in a void, sharing holographic images of current events in my life, I may have questioned my sanity. It would have been an overload for me. Instead, they first made contact as a soft whisper that was only vaguely distinguishable from my intuition, like the voice I heard under the tree in Thailand. As I started to understand them more through my intense meditations, they slowly began to reveal more and more about themselves. Today I was reading from Jacqueline Kenner's book, Parked by the Exit, My Journey to Psychic Mediumship. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book on verified near-death experiences is out on Amazon, and you can get it on paperback, audiobook, or Kindle. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.